and you had enough time. But it's clearly, this album is clearly showcasing your emotional state. So, and I think the songs are very, very personal. So I would like to hear more about that.
I think, thank you, Alexander, previously to what I said and what a lot of people just pointed straight forward to. Alexander, yeah, it was inspired primarily by one person, but there are so many people on that record that I drew inspiration from. Mm-hmm. A lot of people that have wronged me and disappointed me, where the whole record kind of stems from. I got very disappointed, pissed off, and angry and mad when I wrote that record, and it was in the middle of the pandemic, so I had nothing to do. I was crying in my bed and wearing sweatpants, and you can practically see that throughout the whole song. Sonically, you can hear it on the cover, you can see it. And yeah, that's kind of where it all came from. The creative process behind it was actually quite challenging, I would have to say, especially the first few songs we wrote, because I was very new and getting into this. So a lot of my songs, some were not up to par, or some were just really, really weird. And we had to kind of work around it. I worked with my primary collaborator, Gwen Bjord, who taught me a lot of stuff about production and songwriting on the side. And we started, it was a very slow process at the beginning. I think we got only two songs in the first 4 months, which sounded good. And then it kind of went by really quickly. Gwen moved to London, and we spent a lot of time in London together, where we wrote the record and made it in hotel rooms, very small flats, and studios as well, because we went to a studio there. And then it went on pretty quickly. I think once we found a workflow through those first two songs, then it came really quickly, and we had the album done, I'd say, maybe 1 year later.
So it was therapeutic and learning process for you quite a lot. I mean, learning your craft and direction.
I had a lot to learn, yeah. It was a purging of emotion, and at the same time, it was going back to school. And learning something new and finding out what kilohertz are. Well, I kind of knew what they were, but I didn't really care for them much. And yeah, I'm very grateful for that time in my life, because now I get to make music that I think sounds better.
Thank you.
So when you are looking right now, when you're looking back to this album, what are your favorite songs, or what are the songs that you are maybe really proud about for one or another reason?
My favorite, and I think it's been that while forever, it's been that way forever. My favorite is Mr. John, which is the less streamed song on the album, and I'm really pissed about that. But my favorite is that one. It's very simple. It's just an electric guitar, my baritone guitar, and I. We just recorded it kind of ad lib in the studio. Mm-hmm. No tempo whatsoever. And I had written down the lyrics previously, like a couple months before that. I started with there was a time, at that time I usually started with lyrics and then built a song around that. I don't really do that anymore. But the lyrics were very personal to me. Mm-hmm. And a message I really wanted to put out about abuse. And yeah, that's probably my favorite one. I also love Case Closed. It's one of the first ones we wrote for the record, and I still love playing it live. I think mm-hmm. it's very sincere and earnest.
Yeah, great. And I think Mr. John also carries a powerful message, and during your gig you also connected it with some very important topics and issues.
That's very important to me. I want to, if I get to stand on a stage and say stuff and have people's attention, I want them to remember not only the music, but the message the music carries. And not everyone pays attention to lyrics, or not everyone here especially speaks English or like pays attention in that mm-hmm. way to like will read, they might read them after, but they won't listen to them right away. For me to talk about abuse and what it's like to be a woman in the music industry and in life in general and just to advocate for the LGBTQ+ community and for people of color is very important to me.
Yeah, I think so too. I really appreciated that point during your gig. Thank you.
set yourself free. Unstoppable tears resting on my cheeks, oh, they wouldn't dry. But with time, I finally made my peace.
Looking at the trauma you had when you were part of the, I would say, musical scene in that classical world, and the time that you have now, you're obviously not having a stage fright, as I could see, or you hide it very well. But maybe you could tell us, like, what is the similar, what is still something you are struggling with, and what is something that, and obviously you already said, like, just doing and making music you love, and you know, being able to write your songs and sing them and so on, that's obviously the plus point. But what are some of the other things that you see that you gain with this career and that you really appreciate that you didn't mention until
I
now?
I think, contrary to what I've done previously, I don't have, I'm not scared of my instrument anymore. I'm not scared of my voice because it works well.
it does.
And I'm not a good guitarist. Like, I won't say that I'm, I don't know, somebody good. I'm not St. Vincent by far. But I found a way of playing that works for me. So I'm not scared of playing an instrument and singing at the same time, which is a big relief, because when I used to play violin, I was very, very scared of my instrument, and my stage fright would really destroy my performances most of the time, which now it doesn't happen. Now I just hate myself before my performances, and then I start feeling better after one or two songs.
Great.
I'll choose to plant in you.
Now, when I see you and your few new songs that you have, they're really different than your album. It's quite obvious that you're more self-confident, you're covering different topics and so on. So tell us a little bit about that. You mentioned during your gig that there is an EP in making. So maybe you can tell us a little bit more about some of the topics you cover and some of these songs that are available now. You released the new song like two or three days ago. Yesterday, yes.
Yeah. So my EP, it's coming out in a month. We're done with it. It's finished. It's been finished for a while. It's called Poetry for the Scorned and Lonely. It's an EP where I really wanted to showcase my writing skills and my rich songwriting, musically speaking, and what I love most, which is kind of an indie folk, indie rock, folk-infused post-punk mess, which is kind of my favorite genre, or what I like to hear when I listen to my favorite artists. The topics, most of them, is loneliness, which we see, for example, in Sexless.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the feeling of feeling alone after somebody's severely wronged you. That's why I called it Poetry for the Scorned and Lonely. It's feeling wronged, very lonely, abused and being taken advantage of. And hopefully some people relate to it.
I think I see that similar topic. I've seen this in album. But it seems you're approaching it with more kind of fun, almost. You are making fun of it and you have much more energy, and it's like you're playing with it much more than before. So what changed?
I think the first thing that changed really my perspective on the whole EP was a director I work alongside with a lot called Imogen Harrison. It's based in the UK. She listened to Sexless the first time and we were kind of brainstorming ideas what we would do for the music with video. And she wanted something that was really fun and that was really self-appropriating. Yeah, I'm sexist and that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of really wanted to reappropriate that being lonely or being wrong doesn't really destroy your life. And it doesn't have to visually look like that as well. And I think that's why I'm really having fun of it, because it doesn't make me. Mm-hmm. I'm a fun and weird person and I like to dance and be hot. So kind of, that's what I take now to the stage with me. I was very lucky to have worked also with a movement coach when we did the few visuals that we have for the EP. And yeah, I just let myself go.
I haven't had sex in the past year, not as bad as it sounds. That guy I know hits me up sometimes. I like him, but he doesn't smell nice. I met a man with a tan line on his finger. The air was thick in the elevator. Always rambling about astrology. I believed him when he said he loved me. Alexander's not part of this journey, but there's only so many songs.